Seeing it fall on and off, there's a chance of thunderstorms. We'll have the latest weather update coming from WILS's Mike Ellis. Thanks so much for tuning in the program. We appreciate you being here with us at 41 degrees. You can always give us a call at the McLaren Health Plan phone line, 393-3700. Shoot us an email at the McLaren Greater Lansing email inbox. That's morningshow@1320wils.com. Jane Zender Merrill is with the Michigan League for Human Services. The Right Start in Michigan report will be released a little bit later on this morning by the Kids Count in Michigan Project. Good morning, Jane. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well. What is the Kids Count in Michigan Project?
Kids Count in Michigan is tracks child well-being across the life course of childhood and compares Michigan with other states and also publishes rates for key indicators down to the county and even the community level so that we can track how well we're doing and taking care of our kids.
The report looks at 8 indicators of maternal and infant health, including teen births, mothers who smoke during pregnancy, low birth weight babies, and preterm babies. It ranks 81 of the 83 counties and examines disparities by race. Tell us about Ingham County. What do we learn?
Well, Ingham County is not in the top 10. We're not doing really great in Ingham County compared to other counties in the state.
Why do you think that is?
Well, there's a number of reasons that we look at these indicators over time. Low birth weight is increasing. It's increasing throughout the state. This is a very high risk for half of our infants who die during their first year of life die due to because of low birth weight. So the fact that we're not making gains on this indicator is a really big cause for concern. When we look across these indicators, we're not seeing a lot of improvement over the last decade. We made great improvement on our infant mortality and on these risk factors in the 90s, but we've seen a real disinvestment in maternal and infant health in this state.
Jane, is this happening because of ignorance? Do these moms who are having challenges with low birth weights just not know to do what they need to do? Is it because of lack of resources? From your perspective, what's the reason here?
Well, there's a lot of research going on trying to determine what drives low birth weight. We know that in our state, African Americans have doubled the incidence of low birth weight. Part of that is attributable to not perhaps having the appropriate nutrition growing up. We know that African American kids are 2 to 3 times more likely to grow up in poverty. And this has lifelong implications. We also know that we did a lot of interventions over the 1990s that aren't in place now, and those make a difference. A lot of women are giving birth, are uninsured now, much more than previously. So we know that if moms don't have insurance and they don't go into the pregnancy healthy, they're less likely to have a healthy birth. Ironically, women during their childbearing years are the group least likely to have health insurance. So the Affordable Care Act could make a huge difference on some of these statistics.
What surprised you most about the report, and that will be released to the public a little bit later on this morning?
I guess that when you look at these birth outcomes and see that we've lost ground on low birth weight, we continue to lose ground, but we actually improved slightly on preterm birth. So often those two things go together. So it is a bit of a puzzle why one would move in one direction and one in the other. And this is over the decade. So it is puzzling what these trends show.
You know, it's interesting, Jane. I guess I just thought that we were past these types of challenges because I thought that there was enough resources for moms to overcome these challenges.
No.
You know, and I mean in healthcare with dollars, with, you know, right. we have known people who could go to the health department and get help for their kids. And so I just thought there were enough resources to avoid a lot of this.
Well, we've done a great job in Michigan covering kids in terms of public health insurance. But that is not true for adults, especially women. And we have pulled a lot of money out of our public health care system in Michigan. It's down considerably. And the amount that the governor proposed putting into the budget for reducing infant mortality is less than $1 million, compared to a $1.6 billion cut in business tax. So, you know, we're not putting resources behind the efforts to bring down the infant mortality rate.
All right, so you will take this report, I'm sure, and see that the governor and the legislators get it, and how do you hope they respond?
Well, I would hope that the first thing that they would do is authorize the appropriation of the federal money so that we can begin to move forward on the Affordable Care Act implementation. We also need to look at the amount of money that we're cutting out of the budget for prevention, pregnancy prevention services. There's a lot of unintended pregnancies in Michigan, and we haven't been funding the pregnancy prevention. And this is particularly important for teenagers. But this report is not about teenagers. It's about overall maternal and infant health throughout our counties.
Jane Zender Merrill is with the Michigan League for Human Services. The Right Start in Michigan report will be released this morning a little after 8 a.m. Jane, we appreciate you letting us have an early peek into this information. Thank you so much.
Thank you.